Paul here. Yesterday we had Dan Luna. He's the meteorologist in charge of the National Weather Service here in the Twin Cities. And, I never know what anybody's going to say. And I have a lot of respect for Dan Luna. We have an amazing Weather Service office here. And there are 19 flood forecasters, hydrologists. That's all they do is look at water content in the snowpack, the depth of the frost layer, soil moisture. And they have all these algorithms and models to try to predict how high the Mississippi will get, how high the Minnesota River will get. Is the flooding going to be moderate or historic on the St. Croix? And he said, this is analogous to what happened in 2001 and 1965. And I almost fell off my stool when he said 1965, because that is truly the high water mark. That is the granddaddy of floods, when most of the tributaries in the upper Mississippi Valley, including the Mississippi and the Minnesota and the St. Croix, reach record values. So will this be like 65? We don't know. God, I hope not. But there are some things you can do to prepare, even if you don't live anywhere near a river, but you're still concerned about flooding, basement flooding. And we wanted to reach out to an expert, and we found an expert, Jesse Treble from Safe Basements. Jesse, thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me, Paul. It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. What are you telling people that are calling in, your customers? What are the top three things that anybody can do right now to lower the risk of basement flooding? Is there anything we can do?
Well, there are definitely some great steps a person can take. But, yeah, sometimes the good Lord and Mother Nature have different ideas. The biggest thing right now in our situation is the snow. We have so much snow around the homes. You know how it just kind of banks a couple feet away from the house all the way around? And a lot of the good advice is to move the snow away from the house. Well, where? We're having a hard time finding where do we put it after it's on the sidewalk or on the driveway, and there's just no more room. So I think some good advice is to really, water follows two simple rules. It always seeks the lowest level, and it always follows the path of least resistance. Mm-hmm. So if you can try to make that path of least resistance away from your house rather than going in your basement. So what that means is, where that bank is around your house, if you can shovel a path through it into a lower part of your yard or towards the street, and where your sump discharge line comes out, make sure that sump pipe isn't frozen and that you have a nice path through the snow so the water can run away from the house when it comes off the roof or through your gutters or through your drain tile system. All of those are great ways to get rid of that water. Just create a path of least resistance.
And you don't want to go El Cheapo on the sump pump. And I know some people who have a backup sump pump, and some of them have alarms. Some of them are connected to apps. It's amazing how fancy everything is now. But, I mean, should you have a backup sump pump just in case the primary goes out or it doesn't work?
Well, you should, absolutely. And right now is the time to check that primary pump and make sure it is working. Backups are great when the power goes out. But right now, we want to make sure that the system works at its peak level. And your primary pump is typically going to pump way more water than your backup. But now, right now, you should open your sump basket, clean out any silt or debris, cycle that pump, pour some water in there, run water in with a hose or dump it in with a bucket, and make sure it turns on and it shuts off and it cycles the way it's supposed to. And if you do have a backup system, make sure your battery is charged, unplug your primary sump, and then pour water in that basket again and make sure your backup system works correctly.
Huh.
So those are great ways just to make sure that you're ready when all that snow starts melting.
Now, a friend of mine, Frank Vassalero, Amelia, they're anchors over at CCO TV. I've known them for a long time. They had a cabin in Wisconsin that was, totally destroyed because their water pipes burst and then everything froze solid and, 8 feet of ice inside the cabin. So they had to knock the thing down, start over. And since then, and the reason I bring this up, he now has an app. So if there's any detection of water in the lower level that he instantly gets alerted. So he can call a friend or call a buddy and say, hey, please check on my cabin. Do you recommend those? Are they at the point where it's ready for prime time?
Absolutely. They work anywhere there's Wi-Fi, and sometimes you can hook them into cellular networks. We use fantastic Pro Series pumps, and we actually install those also, where they'll contact the homeowner and they'll contact us at Safe Basements. So then we can go and service that pump and make sure that everything is flowing correctly.
Okay, Jesse, you feeling brave?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a call. Hey, Tim in Princeton, do you have a question for Jesse? Because I am truly clueless on this. So please direct your question to Jesse. Hey, Tim.
Hi. Jesse, I have a question. I'm kind of on a hill a little bit of a rise, but I don't have a sump pump in my basement. What I have is two drains in the floor.
Okay.
You're talking about snow removal kind of around the house and stuff into lower points and everything. I mean, is that a good thing for me to do anyway?
Well, absolutely. Not everyone has a sump pump or a waterproofing system. And if you need them, we're happy to help at safebasements.com. But in your situation, to fight the battle is to clear some of that snow. Shovel paths through the drifts so the water can drain away from the house. Make sure that your gutter downspouts are open so as that roof water melts, it can flow away from the house, and dig a path away from your downspouts too.
All right.
Gutters are key at this point, and the good people at Linda's Construction can help with those also. But making sure all that water can flow away from the house will really help.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Tim. And that's no small ask. I mean, trying to clear away snow away from the house, there's so much out there, and there's like, you know, what, 6-7 inches of liquid water tied up in that snow. So that's like shoveling concrete right now, Jesse.
Well,
go ahead.
I have a big snow blower, so I'll get out there and go after it with that.
Well, and even people without equipment, you know, we'll take big snow blowers and bobcats, no, but just shoveling a 1-foot walk path through those banks will allow the water a path of least resistance. You don't have to move at all.
Okay.
Just move it
Got
so it can flow away from the house.
Got it.
Yeah,
all right.
That would be monumental.
All right. Hey, Tim in Princeton, thank you for calling in. Troy in Rosemont, do you have a question for Jesse?
Good afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon, sir.
I was just wondering if every home has a sump pump or if some homes are built without them.
No, and a lot of them are added after they have a water problem. So a big thing is good home maintenance is huge, making sure you have nice positive drainage away from the home, you have good gutters. But if you still have groundwater issues, that's where you would want to install an interior drain tile system with a good sump system.
Okay, perfect.
What do you have to pay, Jesse, to get something good? I mean, if a good mid-range, I mean, what's the dollar figure to do it right?
Well, you know, that's a tricky question. There's a lot of variables, but typically anywhere between $5,000 and $10,000, you can get your whole basement waterproofed, guaranteed for the life of the home, and that's transferable to future owners. The way we do it is we can lower the water table below your floor without creating any erosion. We drain all the water out of the walls, and we do not create a water radon issue. So it's very important to get a company that doesn't erode soil from under your footings, and they do not create a radon issue when they're done.
Okay.
So we at Safe Basements take a lot of pride in not solving one problem and creating another.
Yeah. Troy, does that answer your question?
You know, I've been out there trying to, you know, get as much snow, kind of like he was talking about, away from the drain spouts and, you know, as much of those banks as I can clear out. We have, you know, pretty good drainage and where the house is built. So, you know, but don't have a sump pump. So I just was wondering about that, and I appreciate your time in answering that.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Troy. Thank you for calling. And one of our listeners, Jesse, says, we opened up a crawl space in the basement we discovered a few years ago. Turns out there's a sump pump basket in there, but it's not connected. What does it take to get it running and approximate cost?
You know, that's tough. If it's just a pump, Depending on backup system and how much plumbing is involved in getting it hooked up, could be anywhere from $500 to $1,000.
$500 to $1,000, okay. But again, checking your sump pump pit, right? If the pit is unusually dry before it thaws, get in there and just kind of clean it out, because sometimes sediment builds up in that pit, right?
Absolutely, yeah. But now's the time to clean it out before the water starts flowing.
And I know this is a touchy subject, but, I mean, all the snow on rooftops and ice dams, that's a whole different subject, and we've been talking about that here on CCO. We will continue to talk about it. Oh, to be in the roof rake business right now. But
oh, my gosh. Yes.
What do you tell your customers in terms of getting snow off the roof? You don't want to endanger somebody. Nobody wants to break a leg or a neck going up and trying to mess with a roof. But what do you tell people?
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's important to make sure that all that weight is putting stress on the roof structure itself. But not only that, when it melts, it's going to run right down alongside your foundation, which can create water issues or even structural issues. So it is important to get it off there. And if you have the capabilities with the right equipment, like a safety harness and the things you need to get up there safely and get it done, there's no sense in risking your life, or hire professionals to get it done. But it does need to be addressed.
Yeah, absolutely. One of our listeners also says, what about poor grading around many homes causing drainage problems? And sadly, sometimes you don't know about it until spring arrives, and then it's holy cow. We had an old home, and every spring, like clockwork, it would flood, and it turned out it was a grading issue. But that's harder to resolve after the fact, right?
Well, that's, again, home maintenance, making sure your grade has good positive drainage. Quite frankly, I'd probably have to find another job if everyone did good home maintenance. negative grade, bad gutters, just not paying attention to window wells. That's another thing. People should dig out their window wells right now. And negative grade, unfortunately, you can't really do anything about it right now, but when the snow's gone and the summer's here, that's a good time to address it, address your landscaping, and make sure that the water flows away from your home.
All right. Words of wisdom. Good advice. Jesse Treble from Safe Basements. Appreciate the perspective, and thank you for joining us today on CCO.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on.
Pray for spring. I think you're going to be busy in the weeks to come.
We already are, yes.
Happy to hear that. All right.
If anyone needs help, we're happy to help you at safebasements.com.
All right. Thank you, Jesse.